This is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge. I'm Ashley Westerman. State lawmakers cheered the end of the 2013 legislative session Thursday. WRKF's Kelly Connolly has been following every twist and turn over the past 2 months. News director Amy Jeffries spoke with Kelly about her time covering the session.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey there.
So, with all of the victorious hooting and hollering, what did the legislature actually accomplish?
So, all of the celebration was for the bipartisan budget deal that had something for everybody, but I'm sure everybody also had some complaints. We saw more money to privatize hospitals, more money for higher ed, and an increase in elementary and secondary education spending. And the most remarkable thing was probably the budget reforms that a group of legislators called the Fiscal Hawks got through. They're not very keen on some of the one-time funding sources that the governor sometimes uses in his executive budget proposals.
And he did that this time when the budget proposal originated.
Right. There was $500 million. But they're going to have to do it all again next year.
They're going to have to negotiate and come back to the table and come up with another deal next year. So why is that? Kind of what are the things that they're going to have to hash for the first time or rehash again next year?
Well, I mean, they'll have to rehash it all next year. Behind the Fiscal Hawks ideas about cutting out one-time funding that inherently makes the budget more austere because there's a pool of money that we're not using. But everybody wants to spend money on higher education and healthcare. You know, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
But nobody wants to raise taxes. So the state income doesn't really align with how much we want to spend.
Right. So a couple of months ago, Governor Bobby Jindal had introduced a plan to reform the state's tax structure, and it could have been. He could have pitched that as a way to fix the state's income problem. He didn't do that. He actually was talking about it and framed it in terms of economic growth. But it could be construed, and maybe next time they come back with some sort of ideas for how to use income tax reform or tax reform as a way to fix the budget and the revenue problem?
Yeah. So the sales tax, he wanted to eliminate the income tax, replace that with a number of income streams, one of them being the sales tax, in large part being the sales tax, which is a much more stable source of income for the state mathematically. But at the same time, the package included cutting tax exemptions for businesses. You know, we saw a little bit of the reining in of tax exemptions this session with solar panels and alternative fuels. But the movie tax credit, which was a part of the governor's package, reining it in a little, that bill died in Senate finance. It was originally supposed to be part of the budget deal. When he was pitching this holistic package, he could say it's not a tax increase because you could step back and look at it as a whole. The state's not getting more income than it was before.
So the governor kind of changed his mind on whether or not these changes to tax exemptions and credits were a good idea. But he did stand firm on his rejection of the federal Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act, what many are now referring to simply as Obamacare.
Yeah, the portion of the law that gives the state the option of expanding health care for the uninsured, for everyone that makes under 138% of the poverty line, the feds would have picked up the tab 100% for the first 3 years, and it would have slowly dropped off after that. But it ultimately didn't happen at the protest of Republicans that were uncertain about the Fed's dedication to hospital spending after our mid-year budget cuts this year because of the decrease in the federal spending on hospitals. But it's likely to come up again next year because as the Feds spend more on hospitals in this mechanism, other mechanisms that they use to fund hospitals are going to decrease, and that could be a problem for the budget ultimately.
Right. So no tax reform, no Medicaid expansion this year, but the House did really put on a show of independence when Democrats and Republican fiscal hawks came together for the budget deal. Will that alliance between the Democrats and the Republican fiscal hawks, do you think that'll stick together for the next session?
Well, this was my first session in Louisiana to cover, and I haven't really seen the year-after-year cycle of relationships and in the House. The fiscal hawks have shown amazing growth over the past 5 years, and I think that their relationship with the Democrats is likely to hold over spending, but there are other points of contention between the two that they butt heads on, like back to Medicaid. The chairman of the Republican delegation and the Black caucus sit on opposite ends of the Committee on Health and Welfare, and for 6 hours they debated a bill that would expand Medicaid and butted heads the entire time, and it got really... Typically, committee meetings are pretty reserved, but this one, safe to say, it got heated.
Yeah, yeah, and that was very sort of traditional partisanship that you seem to be witnessing.
Right, right. But with the budget deals, Lance Harris and Katrina Jackson are going to each other's desks and throwing their arms around each other's shoulders and laughing, and they had to get stuff done. They no one liked it, the budget that the governor sent them. And this alliance between the parties is a move of legislative independence that I think is likely to stick.
Well, Kelly Connolly, thanks for all of your reporting this session on Capital Access.
No problem.
I'm Amy Jeffries, and you're listening to Morning Edition.